Test 70, Section 3, Question 4. Here, we're looking to strengthen the argument. It says, stories of people developing serious health problems shortly after receiving vaccinations have given rise to the question of whether vaccination is safe. But even if these stories are true, they need not be a cause for concern. So that sounds like our conclusion. With millions of people being vaccinated every year, it is to be expected that some will develop health problems purely by coincidence shortly after receiving them. And so the conclusion is, you don't need to be worried about vaccinations. And the evidence is, yeah, even if some people get sick right after the vaccinations, there's so many people getting vaccinated that that's just basically luck of the draw. There will be a few. So what's going to strengthen that? So we want something that's going to say that the vaccinations are not a cause, shouldn't be a cause for concern. For the most part, stories of people developing serious health problems shortly after vaccinations involve vaccines that were recently introduced. Well, that doesn't necessarily strengthen it. So, in fact, if anything, that would kind of weaken it, because then it's not millions of people being vaccinated for years. So if anything, that's going to hurt. Some of the illnesses that vaccines are designed to prevent have become so rare that even if people are not vaccinated, they're unlikely to contract it. That doesn't say that they aren't a concern. So that actually goes the other way. People are no more likely on average to develop serious health problems shortly after receiving vaccinations than shortly before receiving vaccinations. Well, that would strengthen it a little, because it's saying, look, chances of getting something after the vaccination are the same as they are before. So C looks pretty good. The health problems that some people have developed shortly after receiving vaccinations have been more serious than the health problems that the vaccines were intended to prevent. If anything, that's going to say we should be a little concerned. In a few cases in which people develop serious health problems shortly after taking other medications, these problems were initially attributed to coincidence but were later determined to be due to the medications. If anything, that's going to kind of weaken our argument again. And so only C strengthens it, because it says, look, chances of getting something before versus after, it's all the same. So C is our best answer.